This poem was born in Paul Casey's writing class in UCC. It took me 3 years to write, deceptively simple, but took 3 years to write. Colin Scully and Molly Toomey, we were rewilding poetry, and that finally got her over the threshold. So it's been accepted for publication in Long Island Sounds Anthology, New York, baby, New York. Black Eagle. We gallop as one over yesterday's land, nostrils flaring, riding tailwinds, grass and dirt rising, but no blood today. Take me bareback into ancient ritual, unbridled mystic of the wild, thrashing in roaring dark seas, crossing fast and furious white water. Straddle, Black Eagle, climb out of that ravenous place we once called Earth. I hear you, Whisperer, speaking to my saddened soul. I see you, Witch, gasping in all your purple glory. Tell me, what news of home? Sing to me of tomorrow.
Gurbina Mahogat Catherine, another fabulous five-word poem tonight as well, Gurbina Mahogat. Next up is Mr. GGF.
This one's new and weird. I've never done it out loud before. It's called Goat Twin. This is a massive missive on how I forgot exactly what bliss is. Do you see that goat?
Meh.
Don't you see that goat?
Meh.
Nope, that's okay. He is I and I am him. Sometimes I only feel alive again once I've had 3 beers and a side of gin. And I don't want to go back to smoking cigarettes outside the gym. I know all those demons well. I remember shaking their hands and inviting them in. And there was a long spell where I caught a whole hell of a lot of L's, but I still fight and try and win. And I ride the high tide of my dreams perched atop a Leviathan. And then I button up my new floor-length fur coat as I stroll out of the lion's den.
Sir Margaret JJF, I look forward to seeing you in that fur coat. And poetry film extraordinaire, Colm Scully.
Thanks. I don't know what to say to that. I love writing poems about Cork, and this is another one, so I can't help myself, so here's one. It's called Vignette from the City, and it was written actually about only 100 metres away from here. On top of one of the multi-story car parks one January. So it's called Vignette from the City. A garden on a flat roof above the coal quay. Beds dug for spring, a polytunnel. Laying hens pecking manure. Below, a man from the council wheels his rubbish cart. A beat rocks out from TK Maxx. A Roma woman sits on a bridge begging. Humming old songs to herself to keep warm. In a cold doorway, a blanket from the night before trails in the mud of the wet road. Vans deliver dough rolls to shop fronts, just lifting their rollers, clanging to a stop. 2 men on cherry pickers remove Christmas lights. Before the morning rush, they'll get one more line down, then off to the market for coffee. Students from a dozen countries cross each other's paths. A cat sucks at a drainpipe on Oliver Plunkett Street. Ned at number 8 comes out his front door, led by his bulldog, nodding to the people as he walks along.
Mahu Cullen, Gurmina Mahagat. Ag Bugaraig, now we're going to go online. We're going to ask Massimo to join us. Looking forward to hearing your poem, Massimo. Are you there?
Hello, hello. I think Sofambo was up.
Whoops.
No, he's after.
I have you on the list now. Is that okay, Massimo?
Sure, sure. So, look, I could just sit here and disappear. Words form worlds out of here that aren't here. But far more important than the fantasy and fear is the connection that I keep with a love more than near. More than I can dearly impart in scheme or schematic. My world is so beautiful, it's almost automatic. But still, it's my joy just to move and fuss the fabric. It's not about the craftiness as much as the craft work. As holes in my story leave room for more patchwork. All of my gifts are both given and received, because I am blessed from the moment I'm conceived. Blessed for no reason, no good or bad deed. For love lives by no order, no creed. But still there is order I need, order I heed. A mind that I tame and a body that I feed. My world is a stage too real, so I plead. Waiting in the wings for the light to kindly lead. So that with my darkness, all darkness may recede. A deep dream that I speak of in tenderness is also the proof of which all life is evidence. It's a love not just of my senses and my sentiments. It's an energy revived when inspired by remembrance. The words and the rhymes are so many, they are endless, but they have no resonance if they don't stem from this presence. So be present, hold on, but don't fret it. And even if you fret it, love heals if you let it. I wish I could say it, but I keep my eyes to the pavement. My mind's not a statement. It's like a love I run away with, though it's also the most faithful one whom I stay with, who cradled me in deep sleep with no other love to lay with. The same love I came for is the same love I came with. The same love I wait for is the same love I wait with. I would say that I stray, but in life there's no straightness, only curve after curve that say to love what you make of this. Communication may miss, but for now is not amiss. All scripts are flippable. Now, what is your twist? Hey, thank you all so much. Peace.
Thank you very much. And next up, we're back in the room with Patricia Walsh.
This is called Melancholy Home. Hungry for a higher power, caught unawares, the price creeping through, satisfy the gods. Whimpering through a bestial god, innocent of course. Addictive overnight, dark veins of another. Pregnancy behaved, blue eye sky rescinded. Antique window scoring pharmaceutical times. Starving on the hour, prepare for individuality. Washing the rubbish growing through the arrogant sky. The senior time, watching nicely over sight. Swerving through nerves before it was hit. Starved the sugar timetabled, gone before. The witch's palliative descending the street caves. Ruined by praise, educated out of the market. The globe-trotting voice tired out of the year. At least, never tired of constant company. Walking into disaster filtered through bedrooms. The ersatz affection felt, killing through duty. Shooting the women first, securely decorated. Happily short of funds, seeing myself as me. Paying things forward, a vocal premonition. Limited by typeface, easy over redemption. Dirt on the label, a merry association, right? Slim to a point, waiting for an occupation. Diversion headlights, back to basics in tears. Thanks.
Patricia. And next up, we have Jim Crickard.
Hello. So since we had some Irish guest poets, I said I would do a poem in Irish. I tried my very first time with it. It might be a bit rugged because it's just about leaving certs Irish and practicing sometimes, but my mom just, you know. So it's kind of about like looking for meaning. Ik fanacht an fragra. Tastian technical support umam lima hail. Tom fui vru agus nila isigum kalatol yenv. Marshin, honig meishtak se she pale. Titim shias el magluna. Hog me ma phone polka asma. Hog me ma phone polka agus quid me his is yia. Nílam ach ag fanacht an lína go dtí a dóa a chlóg sa bhadin. Scríobh mé an e-mail ó dhia agus dág mé amach gan freagra. Tá na shráidanna cosúil leis an íchan na marbh beo. Gach duine as a bheabhar ag taistáil scéalóga curry cáis le do thoil. Sheas mé isteach sa lína na taxi agus thosaig mé ag smuilbh. Cosúil le Carrie Bradshaw a ríomhaire. Tá mé dul a bhaile muín na hordóige. Nach bhfuil mé ag dul trasna mo chéal muín na hordóige. Nílam ach an peistnéir an turas na chéal gan is. Thosaigh mé ag féicint na saoilse agus na críon leis an aghaidh cosúil le réalta sa scannán. Cian baun rian Hollywood. Suifnus ima cri, bloch curry ima chrom. An sin, fuur me an e-mail on contact center na yia. A hamish, fuur me the kestina agus beg fragra agut, nor a fuur tu boss. Sin sin, anish, lian na baun ni lidohog. An raibh tú sásta leis an freagra. Le Mas, Iasa, CEO na Hale.
Fair play good, Jim. Man earth leis an azan to Galen. Fair play good. Everyone's in shock, Mahu. Next up is Michelle Dilley.
Thanks, Jim. I signed up a bit late for the open mic, and there was just one gaping hole in the list right after you because no one wanted to follow you. It's like, this is a good reason. I'm generally really interested in, fascinated with the privacy of bathrooms and how that's everywhere, no matter how, overwhelming the lack of privacy is. So I've been writing lots of vignettes about bathrooms. And this is one. Newborn bird-like in your copper bath, cocking your head and presenting your neck to give the amber refraction something to dance on, something to die for. The water handles your submerged wings like wind with a grip more wanting. My worship is wasted, collecting momentary curves and glints of gold, burns a blind spot on my retina, alone in porcelain. I know you're there where I cannot see you, the trick of your vastness in the room with the lock. Camilla.
Good morning, Margaret, Michelle. We're going to Bugaraig, le Mags Creedon, le dhul.
I think I'm a happy bunny, but Sue Blue gave us a writing prompt for the Dance Macabre, which is features in a lot of medieval art, and I always thought, geez, it's a good tongue-in-cheek run at the best cliche in the world we all pass off. And if I could have time, I'd check with Sue that I'd do a little tiny piece of Gaelgas song we wrote as artists down in Peg Sayre's house. We were there for 4 days. I felt very sorry for her because we were all sneering away at her. So I did a dialogue poem, but I finished a simple little song. So I'll stop talking now and get on with it. Right. So this is utterly depressing. In this dance macabre, I leave with strange companions. They escort me now into my exile. For my final journey, I'm guarded by cadavers. In this allegory, rich and poor agree, we all equalize. And all of life's victories and riches, they all fade away, they fade so very thin. Nothing to embellish my departure, just a void to hide inside this lifeless skin. And how I wish that I could take you with me. It took this moment to appreciate that all is precious, I see clearly, but my clarity, alas, arrived too late. Je voulez-vous, monsieur, danser la macabre, jangle bones to tango me home, all the way home. Dance avec moi, monsieur, danser la macabre. I've lost the ones I valued once, and now I'm gone. So, poor pig now. That's the shoe. But I need my guitar to play tango. So. I'm watching the time, but the Paul Swerter gun will come out of some over 3 minutes. So it's this is a very simple little song, and I wish I had the cool poem, but this is a simple song. Mission Tata Nura Kail Shed Nainur. It's mission the Kalin the Speedach. Ach the foes shed me leshen ailanoch. It's the dog me slan leshen tear. Is the human elan long law? Gor iri un grain ar far marav. Ic brann u sile un le ronin. Un sola sil to las un sil garav. Sorry for getting the words. I was the patha when my mother lost nine, and I was the youngest and pretty, but they married me off to an island man, and I bade farewell to the land, and I walked the island day and by day, till the watch the sunset air for morrow. I gazed in the eyes of a little seal calf, the solas the dolas and sail garo, savage the birthing bed of my pain. Cold comfort, the wind of all weathers, the terror of watching the long stormy night as we watch the wild waves for the Corroch. But the years, my sons grew tall and I grew log, and the years rolled like rosary decades. But I held myself high and I stood up strong as the island life start to fade. They laugh at my scale so all ago noch, too sad for this modern age, but it was the truth of an idung queen girl who became untan van until ono. And I watched and walked the island day by day, and I'd watch the sunset ere far morrow. I gaze in the eyes of a little seal calf, the solas it all loss on sail garov, and solas it all loss on sail garov. Oh, Peg!
Next up, we have Jack O'Glasson.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jack O'Glasson. Thank you all for supporting the arts, and you absolutely did amazing. Very inspiring woman. Our little son, he wrecked my notebook, so I'm going to try and remember it. But this is about Oisín and Niamh in Tiernanoge. It's called Play on Words, she said. All that we see when we don't see, you and me, born from Cree, we're born in Manannan Sea. Hold on to me and promise me you'll set me free. Play those words, she said. Never let go, she said. And he said, hey baby, you're so warm, swervy, curvy, perfect form. I don't desire being mold to you, being cold to you, growing old with you. I just need to let go, let be, unfolded me on your knee, whispering, nurturing, comforting signs, sailing the Celtic cosmos, your green sovereign eyes, turning an oak, will never say goodbye. Sounded forest, beating chest, holy hills, painted breasts. Stories told from our bed, thanks to you, I'm tribal fed. My central nurse, hormone immersed, quenching mystic, mustic, rustic thirst, pulsating pleasures burst. Thank you. God bless.
Fantastic. We're going to move on with Phil Spillan, who has disappeared. Oh, hello. Oh, sorry, that was the entrance. I just ruined it. Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry about that. So I was trying to find an ancient cathedral up near Fermoy, or Kilworth more like. And I went the wrong direction. And next minute I was among huge, massive wind turbines. And they were everywhere. And they're huge. They're crazy. Like, I haven't been so close to a wind turbine. They're mad. So I've been visiting this wind farm frequently. And I've been writing in my car. And, you know, like, I've been coming across a few epiphanies. And, you know, people you fall out with and people you lose touch with. And I was thinking, all the beautiful, wonderful people I've yet to meet in the world, because there's so many of them out there. And I was looking forward to that. But then when I was in the wind farm, I realized, what about all the wind turbines I've yet to meet? You know, and that made me more excited for some reason. I'm okay, am I?
You're all right. None of us are okay.
Yeah. I'll go back there tomorrow now. Anyway, this is called the wind farm. Rain taps, 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 taps the skin of the car as I ruminate in the back seat. It rocks slightly in the midst of the crosswinds created by the wind farm. Out the back window, 8 electric wind turbines yonder idle above high, godly and surreal, bone white, hands pirouette, cutting the view. The green field shadowed under the giant slender build, and I come here to write. As the evening sky slits crimson, we all get swallowed in the dark, listening to Angelica hands whip whispers, and we get pulled into the whirlwind, a flapping, whistling whoosh, slipping into a dreamlike, and awake, fine grass has grown between my toes, the fingernails, the fissures in the brain. With me in the back seat is a carpet of grass. 8 wind turbines uproot and do a merry pole dance. Uproot and have become my friends. We go into the city and go out drinking, clubbing. We dance like fairy tale windmills. Our arms and heads spin. The 9 of us get drunk, fall in love, and tell each other. It makes me think of all the other wind turbines in the world I have yet to meet. And how many are you out there? We make wishes like dream catchers, make music like wind chimes. In the smoking area, we whisk the fumes into spirals. These wind turbines were my instant soulmate. Aroused from the dream, I wake up all cramped and numb. The lateness has made fools of us. The sky is blistered in stars. The turbines glow, traffic light. I get out of the car and spin. Thank you.
Gurmay na Mahagod, Phil. Next up on the open mic, we have Brendan.
How's it going? Yes, so there's a series of alchemical maxims that appear to have been first recorded in Arabic, like around about 7th or 8th century. And they're known as the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, but its other name is Tabula Smaragdina. So this one's called Tabula Smaragdina. Stop. You are not hungry. You will trigger World War III. Your decision right now will sway politicians. Activate ignitions. Close the cupboard of your kitchen. Yes.
Give me the marker, Brendan. Will I hand him her list?
She's pulled over on her car and somewhere in the States.
Oh yeah, jeepers, I'd say we could squeeze her in right now.
Quarter on there.
Pam Campbell?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Loud and clear. Good woman.
Okay. Well, before I read my very short poem, I want to say that I was in hospital today for tests. So a shout out to Warrior Sister Mags. But I also want you to know I have a new phone and I could not turn y'all off. So the doctors and the nurses and the patients love the reading. So thank you all. And my blood pressure, they were astonished. It was normally I get very frightened. They were astonished. It was very good. So here is my poem. I read Ada Limón's poem Sanctuary. And I was inspired by her line, suppose it's easy to slip into. So my poem is Sanctuary and Marsens. Suppose it's easy to slip into another's brown leaves, whisper sing ancient longing, and thread the graying darkness, curl around voices lost, defiant hold brittle past, rust-tinged spring sink, thirst driven inside out deep. Thank you.
Thanks so much for that, Pam. Lovely to hear your voice. We're going to move on to Sue Blue. Woo-hoo!
Thank you. So before I kick off the poems, I want to give one plug-in for the Blue Monday's in-person meeting next week. We meet here at 6 p.m. There is 10 places on the list altogether, and there's already 6 taken. Get in touch with me. There's only 10 allowed in the room on the night because the room is not prepared for a bigger audience kind of thing. And we work with performance and how we perform and kind of work with the body a lot. And the other shout out is that I'm also working on an album, as most of you have heard by now, and there's still a GoFundMe campaign going on for that. So if you're interested, you can find that. If you tag Rosalind Blue, that'll pop up. And I'm going to do one of the pieces that's going to be on the album. It's a Cork poem. And I'm not going to do it with the sound here now, but it's bilingual, as on the album. We have 3 bilingual pieces, and the bilingual aspect is arranged differently in each of those 3 pieces. So I won't reveal how this is arranged, but I'm going to do it now. And I'm going to start with the German version. Zu dieser Abendstunde, wenn die traurigen Gestalten durch kalte Straßen ziehen, enge Gassen. In dunklen Winkeln hocken sie, verzweifelt, weil sie ohne Ort und Obdach sind, um ihre kranke Menschlichkeit privater auszuleben. Krankes Krächzen, keuches Röcheln kommt aus feuchten Rachen und Raucherlungen, durch Crack und Meth verbrannt. Und krankes Krächzen kommt vom Nachtdurchmachen. das man klamm und ohne Sofa nicht verbergen kann. So wandeln die Gestalten traurig. So wandeln die Gestalten süchtig ohne Trost im Kopf zu dieser kalten Abendstunde durch die Straßen und hungern härmend nach vertrauter Wärme, Glück und gutem Essen aus dem eigenen Topf. Und weil meine Wege nun durch ihre Gassen führen, so muss auch ihr hartes, obdachloses Schicksal traurig mein warm behaustes Herz berühren. Denn hätten sie Haus und Heimat, wäre nichts zu sehen. At this evening hour, when figures sad are walking through cold roads and narrow lanes, lingering in darker nooks, despaired because they have no roof nor homes to live their poor humanity in privacy withdrawn. Wheezing gasps are coming from damp throats and smokers' lungs burnt by meth and crack. And morbid rasps come from sleeping rough, which dank and without sofa they can't mask. And so the figures wander with addiction unconsoled at this cold evening hour through the roads, and hunger haggard for some homely warmth, happiness and better food from their own stove. And as my path is leading through their lanes, their hard and homeless fate will move with pain, myself safe and warmly dwelling heart and soul, for had they house and home, I would not know. Thank you.
Beautiful, Sue Gurmina Mahogut. We're going to go back to our lovely screen, and we're going to hear the wonderful Sfongo again. So, are you there? Feel like I'm in the
yes, room. I'm here. I was playing with the dog. It was the backing of it.
It's good for the soul. Good man.
Good evening once again. So recently I started learning how to play the flute. I find that sometimes I get a lot of free time, you know, you find yourself scrolling on Facebook. So I decided to start learning how to play the flute, but I'm not going to play for you tonight. I'm going to read this poem that is still untitled and probably yet unfinished. It goes something like this. Life is a big game. Inside this big game, there are mini games. Your life is one of them, could be mini or big, only you decide. As it goes with all games, there is a set of rules, some pre-existing, some we make up as we go. I am an example. I can write, memorize, and perform poetry. That's a rule in my world that governs most of my actions. Events turn to infinite possibilities as with each step I construct this poem. Mindful of the blue bucket of water filling up, I'm here to scrape off some sweat, but these words will not remember themselves, will they? If you ever hear this poem, just know that I fought the age to save my body, the cleansing power of fresh water, and I wrote this poem. Now I'm reading it to you, memorized, definitely not yet. Bottom line is, I pressed play, completed the level, and I'm collecting my rewards with each time you hear this. Peace and love to you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Tongo, Gramina Mondos. And next, we're back in the room, and we have Fionn. Brilliant.
This might seem a bit random. I live out in the suburbs in Ballincollig, and I cycle into the city. It takes me about half an hour or so. During my time on the bike, I have lots of time and I come up with haiku. So I've got some haiku around, about cycling in Cork.
Haiku?
Haiku, yes. Anyway, mobility haiku, I call them. This is kind of a bilingual theme this evening, so I'm going to translate a translation of the first one in Japanese. But I'll just read them through. One bicycle bell, enough to make sheep bleat and cows scatter. Chirin to hitotsu, hitsushi wa me, ushi wa mo. Stopped my bike to watch, the road being slowly crossed, all nine lives still left. Cycling in heavy rain through flooded roads and flooded fields, an amphibious day. Buses, cars, vans, queuing in abundance as I cycle past. Sleepy drivers wait, idling engines idle, commuter still life. Out in this weather, the sheltering cows marvel as I cycle past. Prevailing against the prevailing winds, one man and his bike. Sailing along with a following wind, nature's pedal assist. Wonderful to see, no speeding cars this morning. Thank you, snowy roads. Filled with affection for the little shivering bird that pooed on my seat. Licensed to thrill, risky overtaking from Virgin Media van. If I saw myself as some motorists see me, I wouldn't see me. Cycling home at night, too dark to see the blossoms that fill the air with scent. Thank you.
I think you're on to something there, Fionn. Mahug or Mila Mahagut. Next up on the list, we have Antonio.
So this poem, before congratulations again for the beautiful poems, it's truly special. And my poem here is called The Orange Moon Besides the Keacock. I give just a little bit of context. I was just last week passing after the Oval, and I went after even the Spelpinfanach, and then up to the across the bridge, I have seen this beautiful orange full moon, and I found completely astonished from that. And then this is the poem that has been inspired by that evening. Equivalence of an early summer evening. In the rumble of screams, a courteous moon displays with tenacious astonishment a full orange opacity besides the keacock. A full moon, full of the consistent flow of the River Lee, sweet for the last cold, bitter for the early taste of summer. A couple measure the thickness of the night. The perfume of the river combines itself with the perfume of fried potatoes. A gentle rain to give a soft touch, but the last brush stroke has still to be done. The traffic lights explode over the orange moon. In the waves of the river, a face struggles to show up. Hit in the fountain's eyes, smashed over the St. Finbar Cathedral. The journey of a leaf has a human disguise. Thank you. Oh. Thanks.
Gurmila Mahagut Antonio, thank you. Next up on the list, we have Miss Karen Casey. You know how to work the mic, you can change it.
This is called Heathrow Again. Heathrow Again, L'Occitane, the metallic branding of cultures, Versace, Gucci refashioning Matisse as a handbag, Clarins neon red and blue white light. Nivea knows how to treat a lady. Nivea knows how to treat you, baby. Harrods with real tea. In the queue, I spot my red boots, chalked and caked in mud, from this morning when we crossed over the tank field of Gert Alling. I held your small, warm hand and listened to your chatter, charmed. Your worries, your pale face, searching mine for the answers to infidelities in the classroom, slights made bigger, sensitivities made crimson. How I have tried to be gentle to make the pain go away. My mother's oval green eyes beseech me not to go. Herds of shadows pass through. And then you see someone and skip on, just like that. For you are the flower in the bright green field, gathering the rain in the palm of your hand. You are the branches curling green, humming to the stars that are in between. You are the snowdrop in spring, leaning in to view your newly pressed white fragile dress. You are the elder in March with your honey nut brown hair. You are the hem of the ocean that sings, and you are the primrose in all of my dawns. Turning, trudging back, keeping going across the pale grey Gert Alling air, I see your cheekbones high in Hartnett's mackerel skies. Stay safe, keep safe, my heart aches. Please wait for me. I can't give you everything, but please wait for me.
Next up we have Rory, I believe is a McClintock.
Yeah.
What a cool name.
I was actually invited here to listen to poetry, and I have never actually read any of my poems out loud before, so. this one is one I wrote coming back from college to my house, just looking at the people around Cork City. So, when you look around, you may not see it. In the bustling crowds of the big city, when someone passes you by, you wouldn't see that hidden cry. But if you were to look within the eyes of the passerbys, you may see something odd about their eyes. Oh, to look within, past the person's smiles, the angry or the greedy eyes, you will come to see a sadness that they all try to hide. To look within, you see a wounded soul, trying its best to uphold the great expectations of living within this place we call home. So many great crowds, yet so many who are alone. If you were only to look within, if only we were to begin, if only we saw a soul instead of a stall, would we change if we could see the hidden cries of the passerbys? Perhaps the issue doesn't lie out there among the crowds. What if the issue isn't a collective problem? What if it's not the water, but every single drop of troublesome and wounded mortar? The ocean of pain I see from far, the truth coming slightly ajar. If only we could look within, we might see the suffering and the lost we so desperately want to help are a simple reflection of something we ourselves have felt. Oh, if we were to look within, what if we were to look within? When you look around, you may not see it, because the issues we see around us bit by bit are not just someone who passes us by. Is it from within this hidden cry, this wounded soul trying to uphold? If we were to look within, would we find it's not the world that is in pain, not the collective ocean made by wounded rain? It's me and it's you. Now, after looking in, now after looking within, what do you think we should do? Thank you.
Well done. I hope you come back again and again and we get to hear more of your stuff. Well done. Next up, we're going to jump onto Zoom to Mr. Matt Mooney. Are you there, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, ready to go. What I have for you tonight is a poem from Villinche Island, not too far away from Coquagrina, after the great Goshka there by Derek and Darina. I would love to add an Irish poem tonight in the open mic, and it's about Micheál Conaill. Hiranish, Ilan Dabra, Ihanta Gali, is Nos Lemico, and Tirik Colwell is our Lake Fadol, Lemt con Breher Cod, Nahon de Kofir, Marbaguldo de Hir, Labor Alina, Conan Crave Wint, Emi Van Oel, Ise Imor Arema, Os Ishel Aderam. Nur nach Mern, Lennon on Lamed Hoch Father Leschen Yala, Isquidden Oin E, A Eglan Doy lay in a glock. Och E le Corresh, Maravi, Teresto Immert lay go Philippe. Rail Dinus Bere Hus, Le Mess Ermico. A Quaker soul ever a killer. Yes, difficulty there in getting the English version. If I might be able to get back to it before the night is out, you might give me a second later on. Thank you very much.
No problem, Matt. For being a moment. So, first, Ila Elair and Lista, so Chukumit Hernash Kuut again, Kupin Omid. Next up is Paula. Will Paula Sajuma?
Hi. So I'm an English student at college, which means I'm very pretentious, and I always want to write deep, long, and meaningful poems, but I'm actually pretty proud of this one because it's very simple. It's almost childish, but it's kind of the best way that I could do a self-portrait. So I'm sorry that it's not as cool as the ones you guys have read, but I'm just going to give it a go. This is called Yellow. Thank you. If my favorite color were yellow, I'd jump in the puddles and soak in my raincoat. I'd wear pigtails to class every day and celebrate my birthday in the month of May. If my favorite color were yellow, I'd run in a dress through the meadows. I'd scream, cry, and shout without reason and wear golden jewelry no matter the season. But my favorite color is blue. It has always been, it's not new. I like better the stars than the moon. I was born in October, not June. I like the smell of books when they're old. I feel sad when it starts to get cold. Braid my hair every time I feel blue. And sing a song when I'm thinking of you. I am blue like the waves in the sea. I am blue like the sky when it's clear. Like the hyacinths that my father plants. Like the veins where blood throbs in my palms. If my favorite color were yellow, I'd probably wish it was green. Because when you check your reflection, you never like what you see. Thank you.
Gurmil Mahgat Paula. Well done, thank you. So we've one more poet on the list, so we'll hear this poem and then we'll jump back to Matt and we'll see if he's ready. Amael?
So it's called Would You? Oh, to the wind I'll ask a lift to heaven's door. Would you still stay if I tell you that our hearts might hit the shore? Would you allow the river's whisper to flow wherever we don't know? From ocean's wave to peaceful tale, would you be mine? Would you be there? Your sweet voice sing along the wind, the free birds fly beyond the seas, and you smile by my side. Would you let shine the light? For to the wind I asked a lift to heaven's door.
Matt Mooney, Wiltown.
Thank you, because it only happened in Cork. You're most kind. Thank you very much.
Father, can I relax?
Mickle, my own translation. Over in Valentia Island, often on moonlit nights, Mickle the Kerryman, our hero in the center, jumps high for a ball. That's really not there, as he always did. No one else as graceful, harvesting a win in late September when he was supreme. Quietly, I tell you, catching nothing, he carries on up to the moon above and steals it from us, landing with it safely. He'd replace it later after some artistic play. Stars, amazed at Mickle, wink away at each other. Thank you very much.
Gurmil Mahgat, Matt. So, Sinead, An Féile Libh Ar Lámh Chuir Le Chéile Rísht for our guest poets, Dara O'Quive, agus Darian Ní Cineda. Even in Scotland, we have been able to...